And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 17th of June, 2014. It was on this day in 1901 that the first standardized tests were administered by the College Board for college admission. Before the standardized test came along, many universities had their own college entrance exams. But the number of college students had grown rapidly between 1890 and 1900, and the founders of the College Board thought having a standardized test would help to simplify curricula at the high school level and make a college education accessible to a wider pool of applicants. And so the tests were given. They were tested in English, French, German, Latin, Greek, history, mathematics, chemistry, and physics. And the tests were essays. They were not multiple choice. So the first college boards were achievement tests. They tested students' proficiency in certain subjects. And a couple of decades later, the college board switched over to aptitude tests intended to measure intelligence, just in case your high school did not teach ancient Greek. But one motive for the aptitude test was to limit the influx of immigrants and particularly Eastern European Jews to the student bodies of Ivy League schools. A dean at Columbia University thought the high numbers of recent immigrants and their children would make the school, quote, socially uninviting to students who come from homes of refinement. These college officials believed that immigrants had less innate intelligence than old blood Americans and would score lower on aptitude tests, which would give the schools an excuse to admit fewer of them. But it simply turned out not to be true. In any case, the new aptitude tests were known as the Scholastic Aptitude Test, the SAT, and the first was given in 1926. It's the birthday of the poet Ron Padgett, born Tulsa, 1942, the son of a bootlegger. And it's the birthday of John Hersey, born in Tianjin, China, to American missionaries in 1914, whose nonfiction piece, Hiroshima, 31,000 words long, appeared in the New Yorker magazine on August 31, 1946, a magazine with a cover featuring a picnic scene with people sunbathing and swimming and playing mandolins. Hersey's piece took up the entire issue of the magazine. Here's a poem for today by Tom Chandler entitled So Much Depends Upon. The blonde woman who drops a potato in the supermarket parking lot where it rolls beneath the 89 Dodge Ram with rust patches near the left rear fender from contact with too much road salt during the winter of 91, which was actually one of the mildest on record, though the driver tends to remember it as the season he was fired from his job at the aluminum window factory where he had worked for nearly 16 years without promotion as he shifts into reverse and backs over the potato, which squishes as softly as a dream's last breath and leaves slick asphalt for the lot boy to slip on as he pushes a train of shopping carts and sprains his lumbar vertebrae just days before he is scheduled to leave for basic training to become the cool killing machine he's always craved, but will now have to settle for someday making assistant produce manager and marrying a girl he almost loves, just as the blonde woman finds herself one potato short with dinner guests ringing the doorbell. Tom Chandler's poem, So Much Depends Upon, from his collection Toy Firing Squad, published by Wind Publications and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.